My next guest is Margaret Gray, a parishioner at St. Joseph's Church on Spring Street in Fairhaven, and also Father Mikey Kamuaha, who is the parish priest. We're going to talk about St. Joseph's. St. Joseph's, for many of you who may not know this, is the parish is 125 years old. The building itself is 100 years old. And these two folks who are with me today are leading the charge, if you will, to try and raise some money to make some needed repairs at the building and at the grounds around the church. You've got a fundraiser planned, and we'll get to that in just a moment. This is, first of all, a Fairhaven institution. It's one that has served people well, not only with the church, but with the school. Margaret Gray, you attended the school.
I did.
My first question to you was, how did you end up attending St. Joseph's? Well, because you were born nearby, you went to the school and the church.
That's
Is that pretty
true.
Much it?
Yep. I am a lifelong parishioner of St. Joseph's, and I am a multi-generational parishioner of St. Joseph's. My mother and father attended. I attended, my daughters attended, my granddaughters attended. And at the time, we lived maybe a block and a half from St. Joseph's.
All right. That is kind of the way it is with many churches.
Right.
We've talked with folks from churches before, and clearly there's a love for this church.
Yes.
For the people who work there. For the people who preside over masses, and for the mission of the church. We're going to talk with Father Mikey about that. Father, you've been there only 3 years or so, but...
Going on 3 years,
okay. What is the church? Of course, you're in a different position, but because all churches mean something special to you, but how about this church?
Well, this church is special to me particularly because it's the first parish that I am in charge of or have the responsibility of caring for the souls of the people there. So it's special in that way, but it's been a challenge learning to do that.
Yeah. Well, anytime you take on the whole, the business of a church, because it's a business, it has to be run a business. Margaret, what does the church mean to you? You've been there your whole life, but what does it mean?
Right. The church means to me to go in and to sit there and to take a few minutes to talk to God and to relax, to meet the people, the other parishioners that are there. And I really feel a peace when I'm there. It's special. I feel like I could go there if I wasn't feeling something wasn't right. I really think I could talk to people there. I feel at ease there.
Can you give us a history of the church? I know both of you are not, you're nowhere near 100 years old. So.
Right.
So, but can you give us a little bit of history of the church?
Sure. I can give you a little bit of something that I had written down.
Okay.
So it started really in May of 1905. There were three missionary priests and two brothers that came from the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts. And they were welcomed by the small Catholic community in Fairhaven. Bishop Stang, the first bishop of the Diocese of Fall River, had invited them after becoming acquainted with the congregation in Belgium. This led to the establishment of St. Joseph's Church. The Congregation of the Sacred Church has guided the leadership of our parish from its foundation to the present day today. So the Congregation of the Church is
Sacred Hearts
is right across the street from St. Joseph's Church. And they have throughout this 125 years administered to our church. So they are very special to us also.
I am a member of the Congregation of the Sacred Heart, so I'm the latest in this long line of previous pastors there.
Okay. So what sort of renovations and repairs are needed? Now, look, you know, I know you've had a couple of events, and one event was not to raise money. You had a celebration, and I understand all of that, but you're raising, you know, a few thousand dollars here so far. So what needs to be done?
We're really looking for a lot more than that. Yeah. When I first took over, I came in the middle of a project that was actually being done now. There was weathering that had gotten through the between the walls and the windows of the building. Mm-hmm. So we had to address that and fix that. So when I was coming in, I ended up finishing that project that Father Stephen, my predecessor, had started. And that project really ended up costing us $400,000 just for those weathering. Shortly after the previous pastor had left, we found out that our bell tower was structurally unsound, so we had to fix that. And that was an unexpected cost. We had raised funds for the $400,000 window project, but when the bell tower came, it was not anything that we had planned for and expected, and we needed to get that fixed as soon as possible, or we would have had to close the church. And that ended up costing $300,000. At the moment, our next project is our parking lot. We're going to resurface our parking lot, as it has many cracks and plants are starting to grow in those cracks, and I'm afraid that our parishioners might trip in those cracks. So we're looking at doing that hopefully next month. That's going to cost us $100,000 as well. So we're looking really to raise funds to do that.
All right. So obviously now, did the town building inspector tell you about the bell, or how did you learn about the bell? And do you use the bell?
We don't. Not currently, we don't use the bell. The contractor that was helping us with the walls and the windows, the previous project, we also have windows in the bell tower, so he was the one that brought to our attention
our
bell tower needs.
So that's kind of a list of some of the things that have been done. Where do we go from here? Now, you've got one fundraiser scheduled, which we'll talk about.
Right.
It's important. Do you plan on doing any more?
We are constantly actually running fundraisers. This gold with Falco Jewelry is one of our latest fundraising projects. We also we're also going to start selling bricks and make a brick walkway, similar to Fairhaven High School.
Okay. No, I think that has proven to be popular in many places.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe, Margaret, would you describe your fellow parishioners as older folks, younger folks? What's the mix there?
I would say right now we have a good mixture of people.
Mm-hmm.
We do have older parishioners, but we also have some young families getting involved also. We are connected with Melissa DeTerra does faith formation, and she has a lot of young families, and they're also involved in things at the church like pancake breakfast or movie night or things like that. So we do have young families there also.
We recently had a car wash fundraiser that our youth and our faith formation.
All right. So, and will all of that go towards this these renovations and repairs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're small, but they might add up. Who knows? You know?
A bigger one that we did have just recently is we've completed doing a stained glass window restoration project,
mm-hmm.
which was $300,000 plus to do it. Some of the stained glass had actual cuts in them. So what they did was they took them down. They brought them, I believe, to like Philadelphia or somewhere, and they reglazed them, or however they fixed them. So in that project, what the church asked is if anybody would like to purchase in the memory of somebody a window, a half a window, and that way that would satisfy paying the $300,000.
You guys,
yes,
you got to be thinking about raising money all the time.
With an old building, that is something that's always on our minds.
Yep.
Okay, you're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guests are Father Mikey. I'm going to try this last name again one more time. Father Mikey Kamuo.
Kamauoha.
That's it. Kamauoha. That's close enough.
Very good.
Kamauoha. And also Margaret Gray, who's a parishioner, has been all her life at the St. Joseph's. All right. Let's talk about the latest fundraiser, which is happening October 11th. That's a Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 4, and October 12th. I imagine 10 to 4 as well.
October 12th would be 9 to 12.
9 to 12, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 9
That's
to 12
okay.
is here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is this? This is Mark Volko, who is renowned with this. He has jewelry, and he knows all of it.
Right.
Really. He is buying unwanted gold and silver jewelry in any condition.
Right.
And
right.
he will pay parishioners.
Right.
And then he's going to donate 10% of the total purchases at the event to you guys.
That's right. Yep.
Now, is there a market for this?
There is a very, very good market for it.
Uh-huh.
About 3 years ago, we were doing a fundraiser, which was a bake sale combination jewelry sale.
Yeah.
At the same time, I noticed an ad in the paper from Mark Volko.
Yeah.
And I wondered if any of our jewelry that we were selling for $1, $2 could be worth anything. So I asked if he could come before we opened up, and he did. And he found one necklace, which was worth $500.
Yeah.
So he handed us $500. At that point, I got excited about it because $500 for just asking him to come.
It's a lot better than a buck or two for this.
It is. So I've been working with him, asking him to check things out that people would give me at the church. I would call him anytime he would come. He would tell me if it was just costume jewelry, if it was good, if it was silver, if it was gold. If we wanted to sell it, we could. If we didn't, that was no problem.
All right.
And he has always, he has 50 years experience, and he can just look at things, or he has the special glass and tools that he can check it out.
Okay, so the unwanted gold and silver jewelry buying event is happening October 11th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 4, and Sunday the 12th, from 9 to 12, at the church, in a private room at the church.
Yes,
So it's a step in trying to keep the church viable for the next 100 years, which is...
And beyond, hopefully.
And beyond, for sure.
Right.
So, Father, were you skeptical of this when you first heard about it? That really, how much money can we make?
No, I was very open and excited about
sure.
it. I have no idea how much we could have made, but I was still open and excited about it.
Yeah, and then Margaret came in and told you a story about $500 necklace. And
that's right.
Even more excited.
I guess you were.
I was too.
All right.
And if I could just mention, too, at the same time that this will be going on, we are having a bake sale with a combination book sale. And at the bake sale, we have gluten-free items available, dairy-free items. There's usually small chicken pot pies, and there's a lot of reasonably priced things there that are very good.
All right. Again, October 11th and 12th, St. Joseph's Church on Spring Street in Fairhaven.
Right.
The unwanted jewelry and silver buying event, which will help to pay for some repairs and renovations at St. Joseph's Church. Thank you both, Margaret Gray and Father Mikey
Kamau'oha.
Okay, Kamau'o.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. And good luck with the gold and silver event.
God bless.
Thank you for having us. And in ending, I almost forgot to mention, we do have an ad in the Neighborhood News, and we also have an ad in the Wanderer.
That's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a great Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.